as we get ready for the regular season finale in girls basketball, as it'll be a non-conference matchup today as the Kennedy Cougars from the Mississippi Valley Conference take on the Marion Indians out of the WAMAC Conference. Both these teams coming off of pretty good regular seasons. Kennedy at 12-8, Marion at 12-7 coming into the ball game. The Indians shared a division title in the WAMAC East with Solon, shared the division title and finished in second if you count all the conference games. And I guess it depends on who you talk to on which one takes precedent. But talking to Josh Claypool earlier today, he said, yeah, we're going to take the one that says we're co-champions of the division. So I don't blame him.
I don't either. And well-earned. Well-earned.
Yes, and shared that with Solon, as we mentioned. And for Kennedy, Cougars 12-8. And really a good season for Cedar Rapids. Kennedy playing their best basketball of the year coming into mid-February and into the postseason, if you will, as Kennedy did play last night, fell at home in a tussle with Iowa City West, top five-rated Iowa City West. Marion had the night off last night, so maybe a little bit fresher legs for the Indians. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. And like you said, Scott Kennedy, they've been playing so well. I mean, before last night, they've won their last 9 out of 10 games. And I thought Sophia Barrett's comments to Jeff Linder in the Gazette was saying we were playing selfish basketball, and you had to realize that we need to change if we're going to get some wins. And that's exactly what's happened. And my gosh, they have. I would say in the Metro right now, Scott, they are playing the best basketball of any team in the Metro.
Well, Sophia Barrett has picked up her game, yes. Leading Kennedy in scoring at 14 points a ball game. Kalia Sane, 12 points a ball game. But folks have picked it up like Tori Knight and Grace Teckow and Addie Alber and Ella Cadenhead and people like that. And Coach Courtney will play about 8 or 9.
Yeah, and they have increased. I mean, if you look at a month ago where everybody's stats were, everybody has, you know, that have been playing a lot, their stats have increased. Barrett's has gone up a couple points a game, or shooting percentages, they've gone up a couple, you know, percentages. So everything about Kennedy has the arrow has pointed up.
For Marion, as we mentioned, 12-7 for the Indians, and it's been an up and down year. They had a COVID battle in there. Missed some time, missed a couple of ball games, had to make some up, had their mostly high points as far as the Indians are concerned, and they've been missing personnel a lot throughout the year, and they're going to be missing one again here today. Of course, for the year, they've been without Riley Wright, as we know, with a knee injury suffered over the offseason. She's going to be headed to UNI to play her basketball in college, but tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, Marion is going to be without Madison Preer, who is a usual starter for the Indians. She is going to be out due to COVID precautions, and takes one person out of the rotation away for Coach Claypool.
Yeah, and taking somebody out of the rotation is tough. I mean, the only bright side, if there is one, in terms of what everybody's been going through is COVID, is people are flexible. They're flexible. They understand things change, and they change by the hour anymore. And, you know, they'll make the adjustment, but it's tough. We've had that before. We're at state tournament, and we missed our post, and then that just changes everything. And you had to rotate different people, and it's different. It is just different. But, you know, they'll step up, and I'm sure it'll be fine.
Of course, Ella Van Welden leading the way for Marion, headed to Valpo next year, 15.6 points and nearly 8 rebounds a game, can step out, can shoot the three. Sadie Strukin also has had a very good junior year, averaging 12.4 points a game, shooting 43% from three-point range, and nothing's changed. It's a Marion team that likes to get up and down. They like to run. They'll play 1-3-1, and they'll shoot a lot of threes.
Yes, they will. And you know, they've shot 353 threes already, Scott. I mean, that's over 20-plus a game. That's a lot of threes. But it's a team that's aggressive. They're aggressive on the offensive end. They're a good rebounding team. They average close to 29-30 points or rebounds a game. So, you know, they're aggressive. But they are not scared to shoot. And it's kind of their philosophy is work the ball around. If it's a good shot for you, then shoot that ball. And that's what we see.
And talking to Coach Claypool before the ball game, he mentioned the fact that one thing this team has got to really improve on going into the postseason and the next level is mental toughness. And he said it's not really, it's just kind of the way these girls are. You don't have the Cable Albies. You don't have the Chloe Rices. You
right.
don't have...
That take over games or want to take over
absolutely.
Games.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they need someone, A, to step up, and B, to be that mentally tough leader.
Yeah, and you know, when you had two leaders like that who coincidentally played last night against each other, Kaba and Chloe.
They guarded each other,
by the way.
They guarded
each other. Yes, they did. And so that was fun. But yeah, that, you know, right now, you know, coach, when you miss those two leaders like that, somebody's got to step up and grab the reins. And they got some capable players who can do it.
Yes, they do. And Regan Rice, of course, a sophomore. Stepping in there, getting some playing time. A lot of youngsters getting some playing time as far as the Indians are concerned. Both these teams know where they're going to be going next week. Marion on Wednesday will be in action. They will host Clinton here in a Class 4A first-round game. And Kennedy is going to host Liberty in a 5A first-rounder coming up next Wednesday night. And that's Liberty, who knocked off Washington. Albeit an undermanned Washington team last night, but Liberty did get the victory in that one I always want to say Jamie Prinney, but Jamie Brandt.
Yeah, Jamie Brandt. And, yeah, I think they were missing four starters or four players last night. So, yeah, that definitely changes the look.
It certainly does. Kennedy and Marion going at it in the regular season finale, and the Cougars and the Indians coming up here this afternoon. And let's go ahead and set our starting lineups in this one. First of all, for the visiting Kennedy Cougars, as they come in 12-8 on the season. Kennedy's going to get all 21 games in. And in this day and age of 2021, I think that's a noteworthy accomplishment right there for the Cougars.
That's unbelievable, yeah.
And the rest of the state of Iowa, the teams that got all 21 games in. Of course, you are allowed 21. You can petition for a 22nd. If it helps another team. For the Cougars, they will go with this lineup, their usual starting five. It will be at a forward spot, number 11, Grace Tekau, 5'9", and a senior. Tekau at 6.7 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Also at a forward, Sophia Barrett, number 10, the 5'10 senior, leads Kennedy in scoring at just under 14 points a game, 3.8 rebounds, and shooting 46% from the field, 37%. From three-point range. Also, for Kennedy and a guard, it'll be Kalia Sain, the 5'10 sophomore. Sain second on the team and scoring at 11.7 points a game, 5 rebounds per contest. Also at a guard, number 21, Tori Knight, 5'9 and a junior. Knight, 7.6 points, 3.5 rebounds per game. And Olivia Pekanovsky, the 5'7 senior. Defensive stalwart, averaging 2.6 points a game. And the head coach for the Cougars is Andy Courtney. Now for the Marion Indians, 12-7 on the season, and the co-champs of the WOMAC Conference East Division. They will go with Regan Rice at 1-4 to 5'10 sophomore, number 4, and Rice averaging 5.2 points and about a rebound and a half a game. Also at a forward, it'll be number 25, Ella Van Welden, 6'1 and a senior. And Van Welden headed to Valpo to play her college basketball. 15.6 points, 7.7 rebounds a game. In the post, it'll be Ella Bakkenstedt, number 33, the 6-foot sophomore. Bakkenstedt at 5.1 points and 5 rebounds a game. And the guards, it'll be number 12, Sadie Strukin, 5'10 and a junior. 12.4 points a game, best three-point shooter for Marion among the starters at 43%. And getting the start today will be number 10, Molly Dunn, 5'7 and a junior. And Dunn averaging about a point and a half per ball game. The head coach for the Marion Indians is Josh Claypool. Kennedy in their road black uniforms with the gray numbers and the outline yellow. At least for one more year, and we'll do our best here from the corner to try to get them for you. And Marion in their home whites with the red and the gold trim here today as the starting lineups are being introduced right now. And a couple things you're expecting to see. It's not a high-scoring Marion team that we have seen down the pike the last few years, but it's a more maybe an effective Marion team.
Yeah, you know, and right now Kennedy's on a roll, but I'll tell you, Saturdays are tough. You know, Saturdays are tough, but, you know, we'll see what kind of tempo I bet, you know, that Kennedy wants to send, because it's going to come down to Kennedy setting the tempo, I think, on both ends of the floor, and how will they adjust with a different lineup for Marion, and that just, how does their rotation work? Because right now we've seen Kennedy play solid on their eight with, you know, some depth in there, too. So I think tempo will be a key tonight.
Lineups being introduced, and then we'll get our national anthem and get ready to go here with basketball.
I love all these introductions and the handshakes at the end of the person at the end of the line. There's some pretty creative ones.
Yes, there are. As we rise and get ready to honor America this afternoon here at Marion with the playing of our national anthem.
Randy Dreamer, Dan Lechtenberg, and Ben Lechtenberg. Now please rise and join your guests for the playing of our national anthem, recorded by the Marion High School band members.
National anthem here from Marion High School as we are perched in the corner here and ready to go.
Yeah, good spot, and should be a good night. By you know, the gym there, you know, the Marion's looking to pass into bond issue some really neat upgrades right now, and we're seeing those out on the table, and those are kind of neat, and so they got a lot going on right now.
One of those things, well, new auditorium here, new elementary school, and if it passes, football at Thomas Park will be, the years will be numbered.
Yeah, because they're looking at putting it up here, and they said they have room to do it, so that would be exciting.
Tip in the air, controlled by Marion, and we're underway as the Indians will come right our way. The bucket to the left, and the cross-court pass, Sane tipped it out of bounds, and we'll stay with the Indians here as we're 9 seconds into the ballgame. Look like Kennedy going to do a little half-court trapping here.
Yeah, we've seen that. They do some 2-on-2 and trap the tops and the sides. And
although right now it might be a little box and one as the ball thrown away by Marion. Looks like they're fronting and chasing around Sadie Strukin.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to worry about. But unforced turnover to start, not what coach would like to see.
1-3-1 defense for Marion. They play it very well. Here's Sane, a deep three, curled it out, no good. Offensive rebound to the Cougars, though. And the ball tipped to the sideline and saved from going over and back by Barrett.
Yeah, a little tightrope back there.
Regan Rice at the top of this 1-3-1 and Molly Dunn on the baseline. That's where Pruer would be, usually, for Marion. Whip pass down, and the ball tipped, but it comes back out to the Cougars. Over to Barrett, had the three blocked by Van Welden. There's that length for Ella Van Welden.
Very long length, and Valpo's going to get a good one.
It's going to be Barrett, guarded by Van Welden on some occasions, it looks like. And Kennedy comes out with a turnover. Lead pass to Barrett. Drives in, lays it up and good. It'll count the foul.
Yeah, and, you know, she drew the foul, but those are situations, Scott, when you got to four steps on somebody, your best to just give them the 2 points and not make it a three-point play.
Regan Rice will pick up the foul and a chance at the three-point play for Sophia Barrett. who, as we mentioned, has been playing real good basketball as of late and got the free throw. And it's a 3-0 lead for the Cougars.
I'd be curious to see what Barrett's doing next year, what her thoughts are.
I think somebody got to have her on their radar in college.
I would think so.
And the pass to the wing tipped around by Pekanovsky, and it goes into the backcourt. But since it was touched, no over and back. Dunn in the corner to the wing. Bakkenstedt playing outside. Marion kind of going to the five-out look here. Dunn going back door, and the pass too tall for Van Wilden. Three possessions, three Marion turnovers.
Yeah, and that's just not the start you want, especially against a good Kennedy team like that, because they can take advantage of that pretty quickly.
Ava Atwood, a freshman at 5'7", comes into the ballgame. Good outside shooter, 46%er, averaging 3.6 points a game. Barrett, stutter dribble, drops a pass over in the corner. Mackey comes up top to Barrett. She stepped on the middle line over and back.
Right now, Scott, it just feels like Saturday at 2:30 in the afternoon for a couple of these kids right now. So hopefully they'll get that change.
Saturday games are tough for you, coaches.
They are. They're really tough.
Van Wilden free throw line got doubled. Ball tipped away and stolen. Marion has not gotten a shot off yet.
No.
Four trips up court, four turnovers for the Indians. Barrett holds it right circle. Lob pass, Sane. Over it comes into the corner. Tekau, a bounce back up top against the 1-3-1. Pass back door. Pekanovsky had a shot blocked. Loose, got it back, and was fouled going up on the second effort. And foul's going to go against Molly Dunn. And free throws coming up for Kennedy. As Pekanovsky on the line, and it's in and out. Kennedy is a team, good free throw shooting team at 68%.
Yes, they are. And I think anybody that's over 65% anymore, that's pretty good shooting.
Pekanovsky makes one out of two, and it's a 4-0 lead for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and a ball taken away again. Barrett all alone lays it up and in, took it away from Atwood.
Boy, if you're Coach Claypool, you got to think here. You'd call a timeout maybe and get them regrouped here. It's not the start you were looking for.
6-0. Dunn going baseline. She got doubled, and her pass tipped out of bounds by Barrett. And Ella Cadenhead will come in for the Cougars. Wearing number 20, Cadenhead, the junior at 5'6". Averages 4 points off the Cougar bench. Inbound to Atwood. Over to Strukin in the corner, and she got fouled. It's a little jab step.
Yeah. She was looking to the ref, going, are you going to call this? He said, yep.
Pekanovsky, good defender for the Cougars. She's going to be on Strukin. They are playing box and one.
Yeah.
Van Wilden free throw line, kicks it out to Dunn. Open three-pointer, good for Molly Dunn. Doesn't shoot it a whole lot, but effective when she does.
Yeah. I'm assuming mom was a great athlete.
6'3". Those Andrew roots.
Yeah, Andrew, Iowa, that's right.
Of course, Molly, the daughter of Phil Dunn, who does the games on the boys' side with me. They drop it on the right block. Here's a high archer up. Good. Down low for Grace Tekau.
Yeah, we've seen Grace do that before, but just kind of a little over-the-shoulder shot there.
Here is Marion. 8-3. And Pekanovsky trying to double up on Strukin.
Boy, it's just active hands for Kennedy right now. It's causing Marin some problems.
Three-pointer back instead. No rebound. Loose underneath. And trying for the save. Kennedy, and they did. Good job by Pekanovsky as she leaped over Coach Courtney.
Yeah, she did.
On the sideline, right wing. Here's Cadenhead for three. Front iron, no. Sane with the rebound, and then they're going to get a foul.
That was a tough rebound, too.
Now, is that Van Wilden? Yes, it is. Ella Van Wilden picks up the foul.
Well, we've seen Kayla Sane, too, Scott, without her brace. Early on in the season, she had it. She had an ACL last year, and you can just kind of see that that's kind of changed her game, too, just kind of mentally, and seen that confidence come back.
Inbound three-pointer good for Tori Knight. Off the inbound, left wide open, and it's 11-3 Cougars. Over the halfway mark of the game's first quarter, Atwood left wide open. She'll look, she'll put up the three, no good. Chase is on, it comes down to Dunn. She had it knocked away from behind by Sane.
Just active hands from Kennedy right now, and that's kind of been tough for Marion to handle.
And then Sane gave it up. Here comes Strukin. First, or make it second turnover for the Cougars. Pass inside, posting up Van Welden, and got fouled by Albert down on the block. That'll be her first, second on the Cougars. And Ella Van Welden will go to the free throw line. A 63% shooter from the stripe. And the lefty puts it up, and no good. Barrett back in for the Cougars, and for Marion, going to bring in Grace Stevenson, number 11, and Mila Van Welden, younger sister of Ella, and who makes the second free throw. Mila, 5'9", freshman, and Stevenson, a 5'9", sophomore. On a pretty young Marion team. Barrett a drive and a kick, right wing to Caden Head. Circles left with the left-hand dribble over to Sane. Barrett going to drive baseline. Jump pass cross court. Back it comes to the right baseline. Shot in and out, no good that time by Pekanovsky. And the rebound out of there to Marion. Van Welden to Van Welden.
Look at the hands. Just yep. Look at the hands.
Doubled up top. Ball tipped away. Ken Haydenhead diving for it. We're going to have a jump ball eventually.
Boy, good job, Kennedy, right there, Scott. I mean, just their hands are everywhere in their half-court defense. Hands are in their face. And if Marion puts that down, ball down anywhere near their waist, they're coming after it.
We get a timeout here. And it's going to be a full timeout. Timeout, Marion, 2:56 to play, opening quarter. Kennedy 11, Marion 4. Back in a minute, Tarrant KGYM.
Think driving a nicer, newer car is a fairy tale? Not anymore. Hear ye, Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. This month, I decree everyone drives for just 10 cents down during our Once Upon a Dime sales event. That means you can drive for just one dime down. So if you've fallen out of love with your old car, I want to help you drive off into the sunset in the nicer, newer car you deserve for just 10 cents down. Is your credit history less beauty and more beast? Credit mishaps are a tale as old as time. But my For the People credit approval process is magic. And we're the fairy godmother of approvals. So don't throw your coins in a wishing well. Bring them to us because you could drive the nicer, newer car you deserve for just one dime down. But hurry, this magic can't last forever. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of Boyson and North Center Point Roads, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit and 10 cents down require bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer absolutely ends 2/28/21.
2:56 and the clock rolling here in the first quarter. Marion off the timeout, down by 7, and they cause a turnover. Pass too tall, goes out of bounds. Front of the Marion bench, and the Indians will put it in play. Mila Van Welden will bring it up. They'll bounce it to big sister Ella. Back outside, Stevenson, three-pointer no good. Weak side rebound, chased out of bounds. Going to stay with the Indians. Almost to Coach Dozier.
Yeah, well, didn't want to pull a muscle.
Had to fight Coach Manderscheid for the loose ball there.
My money's on him.
Inbound, Marion. Baseline drive, good bounce pass down, but underneath the basket, too far. Van Welden had to get it out of there, and to pass inside, stolen away. As in there for Kennedy, Ellie Palma comes up with a steal.
Well, when they say defense creates your offense, Scott, we're seeing it right now.
2:12 to play here in the opening quarter. Sane out top. Lob pass, one-handed catch by Barrett. Steps through a double team, back to Sane for an open three, in and out, and the rebound to Ella Van Welden. 11-4, 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Kennedy on top. Cougars have led the whole way. Good pass inside to Van Welden. Shot good. It'll count a foul as Palma got there a little late. And that time, last two times against the box and one, they've dropped Van Welden from the free throw line into the lane.
Yeah, they've moved her down and made a little adjustment there, which I think has been good for Marion.
Free throw in and out a couple of times, and Albert with the board for the Cougars. 11-6 lead, Marion on top. Barrett will walk it up with the right hand. Stop and go dribble, trying to go underneath, pass batted and stolen away. Kennedy has turned it over two times in a row. Van Welden on the drive, gets it back from the corner. She'll try it for three and connects. Mila Van Welden averaging three a game. She's got her average.
Yeah, the freshman.
Not quite as tall as Ella.
No.
Or both sisters, actually.
But her arms are.
More of a ball handler. It's 11-9. Cougars with the basketball. Barrett, right free throw line. Hook pass to Cadenhead. Open three-pointer. Front iron short. And the rebound to Ella Van Welden. Marion can tie or take the lead. Atwood, one-hand pass is tipped out of bounds.
Yeah, right now I think Marion's on a 6-0 run here.
Tech out, back in. Cadenhead comes out for the Cougars. As Marion will put it into play. Bakkenstead also back into the ball game. As Ella Van Welden will go out. Bakkenstead right of the lane. Spins. Goes up with a little one-hander. No. Kept the rebound alive, though. And a travel going to be called on the Indians. That is seven turnovers already on Marion. As Molly Dunn will come in for Bakkenstead. And Ella Van Welden back in as well. 40 seconds to play in the quarter, and long time to hold it for one here.
Yeah, it is, and Kennedy's done a good job moving the ball around offensively.
Barrett going to go one-on-one, and a bullet pass down low is tipped out of bounds by Stevenson.
Well, and she left her feet. Anytime you leave your feet, your options become extremely limited, and that's what happened there.
Palma inbound, right of the glass in front court. And we'll lob it out to Albert up deep. Top of the key, 28 seconds to play with Barrett. Between the leg dribble, looking to go one-on-one, flips the pass over in the corner. Three-pointer up and good by Tori Knight. It's hit her second triple of the quarter. Knight a 22%er, but she can get rolling. 10 seconds to play, ball tipped away from Atwood. Stolen by Barrett, left-hand layup good.
Again, there's those quick hands, Scott, right on the perimeter by Barrett, and gets a layup.
Ooh, got a foul there with 2.6 to in the quarter. Team's fourth, first on Sophia Barrett, and Marion will inbound with a chance at the last shot of the quarter.
Better get on her.
Inbound, ball tipped, and they won't get the shot off. After one, it's Kennedy, 16, Marion at 9. Back with quarter number two in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball here on KGYM.
Fact. Filing your taxes with TaxAct can feel like a cash explosion. That's because TaxAct helps you get your maximum refund guaranteed. And TaxAct costs 30% less than the big guys, which means more of this. So if you want a cash explosion of your own, switch to TaxAct. File for less and get more. Start for free at TaxAct.com. 30% less claim based on comparison of TurboTax and H&R Block federal pricing for deluxe and premier consumer online products on December 4th, 2020. Restrictions apply. See TaxAct.com for complete details.
This week at Macy's, use your coupon or Macy's card and get an extra 20% off just in time for Valentine's Day. Save on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off dazzling diamonds, gemstones, and more. And sleek handbags and wallets from Kipling, Nine West, Inc., and more top designers, now 25% off. Plus, Star Money bonus days are going on now. Learn more at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
As Kennedy leads it by 7 in this regular season finale for the girls, 16-9 over Marion. Good first quarter defensively for the Cougars.
Great quarter, and just the hands. I mean, the hands are everywhere, shattering the ball and getting their tips, you know, hand tip on the ball.
Done from the corner, open three-pointer, comes up short, rebound underneath to Van Welden, got it blocked, but a foul called. And she'll go to the line for a couple.
Yeah, and Ella Van Welden's such a good rebounder, too, Scott. She averages close to eight rebounds a game and already at four and just an aggressive player.
As Sane picks up the foul, her first, team's fifth. And Ella Van Welden gets the first free throw to go. 4 points, make it five. That hardly moved the net.
No, it didn't. Both of them. Wow.
16-11. Marion back with their starters. Regan Rice, Ella Van Welden, Bakkenstead, Struken, and Dunn. And they're going to go back to that 1-3-1 zone. Barrett and Sane for the Cougars. Cadenhead will start the second quarter. Pekanovsky and Tech out. Barrett, no look pass to Pekanovsky, left baseline. Dunn comes out on her. High lob pass. Barrett on the dribble drive. Kicks it out to Cadenhead. Puts it on the floor. Steps in. Had her jumper blocked. Good block by Bockenstead. Second time Kennedy's had a jumper blocked. Pass to the post is intercepted.
Oh, nice pass up by Sane.
Up to Barrett for two more.
Wow. Kennedy loves to run, Scott, and they just, anytime they can run, they're going to do it.
Barrett has nine. Good drop-off pass underneath. Layup won't go on the scooper by Bockenstead, but she drew the foul. And that'll be Grace Techow picking up her first. Bockenstead to the line, stepped in as a freshman last year and played a lot. As the free throw, no good. Line driver off the back iron. 63% foul shooters. And this one up, good. First point for Ella Bockenstead. 18-12, Kennedy, 6:50 to play here in the opening half. Standing dribble, Barrett. Plays catch now out on the perimeter with Cadenhead. Indians coming out of that 1-3-1 to trap. Barrett, Cadenhead. No-look pass over to Tech out. They play catch in the right side. Barrett up top. Splits defenders. Jump stop. Kick to the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Up and good. Another three, this one by Techow.
Yeah, you know, and that game from Barrett, she broke the zone a little bit, broke him down, was able to get it opening and get a good shot out of that for a teammate.
21-12, and there's a reach foul out front on the Cougars. And that's going to be their seventh. Pekanovsky will pick up her second foul, and that will put Marion in the 1-1. And Sadie Strukin to the line for the 1-and-maybe. On the way and good. Last four free throws, I don't think the Indians have touched the rim.
No, they've been pretty darn successful here.
And as I say that, it's no good. Ella Van Welden, the rebound. Turnaround off the glass. No, rebound tipped around and going to get over the back on Marion.
Yeah, I think that's going to be on Bockenstead.
It is. Fourth team foul, her first. Knight back in for the Cougars and Grace Stevenson for Marion. 21-13, 6:07 to play. First half, Kennedy on top. They've led the whole way. Barrett between the circles. Crossover dribble a couple times. Now drives. Jump pass to Knight. Dangerous pass out front. And then Rice going to get called for the little touchdown.
Yeah, I think that's her second foul, I believe.
She may have to come out.
Yeah.
Ava Atwood will check back in for Marion.
Well, Marion's done a good job at this 1-3-1. I mean, the only looks that Kennedy's really gotten good looks have been from the three and good movement by Marion's defense.
Barrett back to the right point to Cadenhead. High lob pass, and such a good thing if you're a team that you can have somebody out on the perimeter of that height like Barrett has.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a turnover. Good pass up ahead. Stevenson missed the layup. Put back up. No good by Bockenstead, but she was fouled. And that's going to be the second on Kalia Sane. Who says me? And free throws upcoming. First one, no good by Bockenstead. Kennedy inching into a little bit of foul situation here. Second free throw, also no good, and chased down by Barrett. 21-13. Kennedy out in front. Atwood coming out on Barrett. Lobs it over to Pekanovsky at the right point. Marion extending that 1-3-1.
There they are, and they got some good length, too, in the middle of that 1-3-1, which has caused some problems.
Dump pass down low, down to block pass, and then losing it, and a foul called on a grab. I think they're going to get Strukin.
Yeah.
And that's her first. Sixth team foul. Kennedy will be shooting on the next whistle. Same will come out with two fouls, and Cadenhead also out. Albert coming in. Lob pass into Barrett. She was fouled on the shot. We shot 54 free throws last night. We may be on pace to get there again. As foul will go against Stevenson. Free throw, Barrett. Dips it in and out, no good. Barrett on the year, 80% from the foul line.
She can usually stroke it from the free throw line.
One more, up, good. One out of two, two out of three on the afternoon, and she's got double figures in 10. Under five to play, first half, and Kennedy up by nine. Atwood spinning on the wing, and then lost the ball, goes in the backcourt off her hip.
Boy, just so many unforced turnovers right now by Marion, and a lot of it has to do with quick hands by Kennedy, but just way too many turnovers.
22-13. Barrett going to go one-on-one. Drives in, had a shot blocked by Bach instead. Comes down to the Cougars, though. Whip pass out front. Knight to Barrett in the corner. She'll try it for three. Line driver no good. Offensive rebound and a foul as Albert in good position on the weak side.
Boy, and that she got two in a row to keep that alive, too. Two big offensive rebounds in a row.
Going to be the second on Ella Bach instead. And the free throw is up and good for Addie Albert. First point off the Cougar bench. Albert averaging 4 points a game. 59% free throw shooter. And one out of two, and they fight for the rebound. It comes down to Ella Van Welden, who's back into the lineup for Marion. One of the Cougars hits the floor. Here's a long three. No good. Tipped around. And then, ooh, a foul on Barrett.
Wow.
That was all ball.
Yeah, that was 100% all ball.
We had a really good look.
Yeah, we can't argue our angle because it was right in front of us.
Free throw quickly up. No good. And Ella will have one more. Second one, good. One out of two.
Well, and you got to think with Barrett now. Is that her second, Scott?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now Sain going to have to come in with two.
Oh, yeah. Those are two. They can't afford to have a third foul.
4:14 to play. Kennedy with the basketball up by nine. Barrett bounced to the corner, and a travel going to be called on the Cougars. As Albert shuffled the feet. A little bit of little man pressure in the backcourt by the Cougars. As Barrett does come out, saying in.
Travel.
Turnover number 11.
Both passing lanes were defended by Kennedy. That just made it tough.
Mila Van Welden back into the ball game, running that baseline for Marion from that 1-3-1. Albert left wing up top between the circles. Gets it to Sain. Crossover against Ella Van Welden at the top now. Sain turns down to three. Albert steps in. Turnaround 10-footer strong with it. And rebound to Marion. Atwood's got it. So we're over halfway here in the second quarter. Her
good
pass
hands.
Deflected. And Kennedy got another steal.
Yeah, Sain got her hands up. And that's where you got some length at top with Sain and Barrett. And that's just caused some problems.
Sain coming off the high nice ball pass. Screen. Backdoor layup good.
Oh, great pass.
Got it down to Tori Knight, who's got eight, but that was all set up by Sain.
Absolutely.
Kennedy by 11 at 25-14. This is their biggest lead. Ball tipped away again and another steal.
Well, that's that unselfish play you're seeing, Scott, that's just made Kennedy just take leaps and bounds ahead here.
And foul out front.
Van Welden.
And that'd be her second. Ninth team foul. And Kennedy will bring in substitutions with 3:04 to play. As Sain will have a 1-1 and missed it. No good. Tipped around. Comes down to Marion. Sain still scoreless on the afternoon. Here's a jumper block. Comes down the hands of Molly Dunn. Dunn out top. Van Welden three. No. And they got a foul on Tekau. And that's going to be three free throws. and team foul number 10.
I think you and I are the only ones who haven't fouled this half here.
First of three is no good. Kennedy has Kyla Holm into the ball game and Sydney Osborne into the game. Second of three is good for Mila Van Wilden. She's got 4 points. The older sister is playing at Baker, the older Van Wilden.
Mm-hmm.
And two out of three for Mila. Pekanowski will come back in with two fouls. Well, a lot of these non-conference games, Steve, you wonder how it's going to be called. Kennedy is used to playing a lot more banging and physical.
Yes, yes. And you know, on the other side, you may see Marion doesn't see as quick as teams or athletic as teams as they've seen tonight in Kennedy as well.
And there's a third on Pekanowski on the rebounding. And two free throws coming up for the Indians. And Stevenson will go to the free throw line. Well, I didn't think we'd touch 54. That's the high water mark for free throws last night.
Feels like we're creeping that way.
We're getting close. We're on a pace.
Yeah.
Stevenson got the first. Ella Van Wellen's going to go out with two fouls. Cadenhead will come in for Kennedy. And Pekanowski will leave with three. And the second free throw, that one off the back iron, but Dunn gets the offensive board for Marion.
Yeah, third offensive board this half.
Jenna Heinrichsy is into the game for the Indians, one of the Heinrichsy twins, freshman. Dunn back out top. Mila Van Wilden puts it on the floor on a drive, back to Dunn. Back to Mila in the corner, steps back, high arching three-pointer, no, and the rebound to Sane. A good look, just couldn't put it in.
Yeah, really good look.
Kennedy got Cadenhead in there. Sane. Mentioned Kyla Holm into the ball game. Osborne and Knight. Cadenhead on the drive and kick to the corner. Osborne with a minute 50. Back out top, right of the circle. As they work the perimeter. Knight, skip pass to Cadenhead. Now Kennedy being patient. I say that. Sane for three and rattled a deep one in.
Wow. And that's a shot if you're Coach Claypool is to give him that shot, and she nailed it.
30-second timeout going to be taken by the Cougars. 28-17, Kennedy on top.
Well, that 1-3-1 Marion's running, they've done a really good job of plugging the middle up and down below on the blocks. And so really the only looks Kennedy has had is from the three-point, and they've knocked a few down, that's for sure. But if you're Coach Claypool, those are the shots you want to give up.
Minute 37 to play, and I imagine that the Cougars might be talking a little defense here and what they want to do to save some fouls.
Well, yeah, and the more they extend it, the more comfortable they look, too, on their defense.
Struken to inbound in the backcourt. Going to be face guarded by Cadenhead. Kennedy going to stick in that box and one.
Or they are staying on Struken, too, whether she's 100 yards away from the basket or two.
Not gotten the free throw off. And Dunn's pass tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with Marion. As the Indians will put it into play in front of the Kennedy bench. Pass tipped into the backcourt to Mila Van Wilden.
You know, Scott, if I was marking how many tipped balls have been over Kennedy's hands, they'd have to have about 20 already.
There's another one. Ball tipped, goes into the backcourt. No over and back. Minute 10 to play here in the half. Stevenson, right point, works it up top. They reverse it to Dunn outside the arc. Marion working that perimeter. Mila Van Wilden back to Stevenson. Right of the circle, three, no good. Offensive rebound, put back, try, no, and the rebound to Sane. 47 seconds to play in the half. We'll see what Kennedy will elect to do here. They might go for one.
Yeah, right now they've kind of pulled the ball back a little bit, keeping around the perimeter. Yep.
Well, you got foul trouble here if you're the Cougars. And shorten the game.
Yeah, and if you can end on some momentum here with a last shot.
22 seconds to play.
Yep, Marion's going to let him do it.
Pass, Sane. Who's going to take the shot? Probably want to get Sane on a one-on-one.
Well, and, you know, do you bring Barrett back in? Call a timeout.
8 seconds. Barrett driving a kick. Cadenhead puts it on the floor. Up top. Here's a deep three. Off the glass. No good. 1 second to play, and that will do it for the half. As Holm missed the three, and we are at halftime of this girls' regular season finale. And our score at the break is Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 28, Marion, 17. We'll come back, talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to high school basketball here from KGYO.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
Every player matters, and finding the right person can make all of the difference. After Dwight Howard chose Orlando over New Jersey, the Nets turned their sights to Portland and completed a trade for small forward Gerald Williams. The trade included sending Mamet Okor, Sean Williams, and a first-round pick to Portland. That first-round pick, the sixth overall, turned into Damian Lillard. Lillard went on to win the Rookie of the Year and is a five-time NBA All-Star.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
As the basketball season rolls along, teams are already identifying the missing pieces they need to make a championship run. If your business needs some fresh new talent, LinkedIn Jobs can help. Post a job with targeted screening questions, and LinkedIn will quickly get your role in front of qualified candidates. Manage job posts and contact candidates from a single view as functions are streamlined onto one simple screen. Post a job for free at LinkedIn.com/sports. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uuncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back to Marion here at halftime as the Kennedy Cougars leading the Marion Indians by a score of 28-17. As Kennedy has led this the whole way, they jumped out to a 6-0 lead, led by 7 after the first quarter. Active hands, but when you have a lot of pressure, active hands, it could lead to foul trouble. And that's what Kennedy's gotten into a little bit.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, overall, boy, just how active the hands of Kennedy has been. But, yeah, they've gotten a few fouls here and there from the top. And so you got to watch Sane and Barrett both. I think they both have two, and so they got to be careful a little bit. You don't want to get either one of them with a third early into the half. So good job, at least not getting your third. But Marion's hung around. Marion's done a great job rebounding, and they've hung around. That 1-3-1 has helped as well.
Scoring at halftime looks like this. For Kennedy, Sophia Barrett leading the way with 10 points. Tori Knight with 8 has a couple of 3-point goals. 5 points for Grace Tekau, including a three-pointer. 3 points for Kalia Sane, and a free throw apiece for Addie Albert and for Olivia Pekanovsky. For Marion, Ella Van Welden leading the way. 1 field goal, 4 free throws for 6. Mila Van Welden off the bench with 5. Molly Dunn with a three-pointer and 3. Ella Bakkenstead with a point. Sadie Strukin held to 1, and Grace Stevenson held to 1. In the first half. Turnovers, Marion had 13 first-half turnovers, and Kennedy half that total or thereabouts with 6. Bench scoring, 6-1 in favor of Marion here at halftime. Foul trouble for Kennedy, Pekanovsky with 3, Sane, Barrett, and Tekau all with 2, and for Marion, Rice, Ella Van Welden, and Bakkenstead with 2 fouls. Free throws, Marion was 9 of 18 in the first half. They shot a bunch of them. Could be a little bit closer if the percentage was better, but 9 out of 18. Marion only made 3 field goals in that first half. Only 1 2-pointer and 2 3-pointers.
Yeah, that's amazing. They sure did a good job getting the free throw line, though.
For Kennedy, Ford made 3s in that first half. Cougars were 50% from the free throw line as they were 4 out of 8 as well. And how about your rebounding stats?
Yeah, well, right now it's all been Marion. And Marion with 18 rebounds to Kennedy's 10. Marion 8 defensive and 10 offensive. And they're led by Ella Van Welden, who's already at her average, has 8 rebounds, 5 on the defensive side and 3 on the offensive side. And Kennedy has a total of 10 rebounds, 5 defensive, 5 offensive, with 3 of them with 3 rebounds apiece.
Kennedy leads it at halftime, 28-17. As we mentioned, this is the we already got tournaments underway for 1A and 2A. Tonight, 3A will get underway with some tournament action. We'll have our first tournament game Wednesday night for you on, I think, both 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Potentially a good one, as it'll be Monticello at Solon in a 3A second round game, as the 3As get underway tonight. They've got a very short and truncated trip to a state road anyway. They have first round tonight, and then they go with Wednesday night, and then they go with the finals on Saturday night. Yeah. 3 games, 1 week, and very tidy.
Yeah, and you're supposed to prep and prepare your team all in that week as well.
Not like it used to be, month long, and sectionals, the first and second place team would advance, and yeah, those days are behind us.
No, they're definitely behind us. And you know, this year too, with the girls' union, you know, there's some traveling involved. You know, if some of these teams get through that first round, you got teams going to Des Moines, and there'll be some traveling.
Yeah, and that has never been a deterrent.
No,
they try to get the top 8. They've got
and
the,
I like that
too.
Yep, and I like that your higher seeds host and your higher, you know, records host, and that's how it should be. Those teams have earned it, and we've been on both ends, and I think that's a good thing.
Marion will begin play on Wednesday night, and they will entertain Clinton out of the Mississippi Athletic Conference.
The River Queens.
Got to be the first ever game between Marion and Clinton.
Yes, because we played them at Prairie, so obviously their enrollment has gone down a little bit, because I remember we played them how to go to state 1 year, and they were, you know, 4A or 5A or whatever that class we were in at that time.
Yep, and Kennedy will open against Liberty coming up on Wednesday night. They get a 5A, one of those 8 pigtail matches in the first round. So if the Cougars win, they will advance to go to West Des Moines to take on the Valley Tigers on Saturday night.
That'll be a tough task. It's, they've always traditionally been very, very good teams.
Yeah, no doubt about that. 28-17, our score here at the break. We're going to take another 2-minute break and come back with the third quarter from Marion right after this. As you're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you. I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home. You can see right here I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back, my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo. Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Okay, we've got Rick here, a veteran in the league who's gone 0-2 the past Valentine's days. Do you think he can pull off a win this year?
I always like an underdog, Bob, but I'm not sure about this guy.
He's passing aisle 3, picks up a bag of wings, he dodges the produce section.
But will he pick up the heart-shaped box?
Heading toward the candy aisle, he's picking up speed. Oh no, he chokes and heads straight to the checkout.
Unbelievable, this close to Valentine's Day.
Don't be a Rick. Make happy this Valentine's Day with a heart-shaped box of Russell Stover chocolates.
Sports is using technology to take the fan experience to the next level. When it comes to hiring for your business, there's one solution that's been advancing its technology for years, ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter's technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. At ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny.
In every relationship, there's a short list of forgivable offenses, but missing the most romantic day of the year isn't one of them. Valentine's is here, so head to 1-800-Flowers right now. 1-800-Flowers has an amazing last-minute offer like 24 multicolored roses for $34.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code BART. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code BART.
The second half of this girls' regular season finale as Marion trails Kennedy here at the break, 28-17. Scott Unash and Steve Dozer back with you. And kind of a laid-back atmosphere. It's a typical Saturday.
Yeah, no, it is. And they're hard, Scott. I mean, they're just, you know, and back in the day, too, I mean, they used to bump the games to 6:30 instead of 7:30. And now
more afternoon games.
It is. Yeah. You're seeing a lot more 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Even I've seen 1 o'clock games. So, but, boy, back in the day, it was 6:30. They'd bump it up an hour. And you're like, well, that's nice. We get an hour bump. And now they're bumping them up to 2 o'clock. And that way kids have a Saturday. But it's just tough, especially if your team, let's say Kennedy travels to – was Kennedy at Waterloo? No, they hosted, right?
Today?
No, last night didn't.
They hosted Iowa City.
But I mean,
yes.
if they're at Waterloo, then you got to come back and get up early and try to do a shoot around and get your kids out of bed, and then you got to turn around and play at 2 o'clock. But those are tough.
Well, we'll see if the Cougars can stay out of foul trouble. Kennedy will come out of there. The huddle with Sane, Knight, Barrett, Tekau, and Pekanovsky, and Marion. We'll go with Bakkenstead, Ella Van Welden, Dunn, along with Regan Rice, and Sadie Struken. Kennedy's been playing box and one, and they have been trying to shut down Sadie Struken, and they've done it so far. Her shooting from the outside. Kennedy against the 1-3-1, going to the basket in front of us, the basket to the left. Good lob pass down low. Tekau can't get it to go, though. Rebound Sane, or pass up top. Rice with the interception. Rice, 2-on-1. Bounce pass, cross lane, and threw it away. Probably should have just gone up with it.
Yeah, right away.
But tried to get a better shot. And a turnover in both directions. 28-17, it remains. Sane, over to Barrett, right of the circle. Yo-yos the dribble out there. Van Welden coming out on her to Pekanovsky. Looking inside.
Oh, they're going to call that.
And we got a hold on Bakkenstead.
Wow. Boy, they are seeing it all.
Her third. She's the first Indian with three. Inbound. Oh. They got it to Barrett. Leaner, no. Got her own rebound. Back up and in. Nobody blocked her out.
No, and she got an easy shot, too, off the inbounds, let alone getting the offensive rebound.
30-17. Kennedy going to try that trapping out front with Barrett. Rice penetrates over to Dunn. Takes the three, puts it on the floor. Cut off by the double and called for traveling. 15 Marion turnovers.
Yeah, that's tough. And, you know, right now Marion's average is about 15. So they're already at their average with almost two quarters to go.
Marion down a starter today. Madison Prier out of the ball game.
Molly's done a nice job. Molly Dunn's done a really nice job coming in, filling in.
Barrett, hook pass over to Sane. She'll try it for three. No good, short. Rebound tipped around and picked up by Ella Van Welden. Long pass up the far boards. Rice goes underneath, trying to get it to Struken. Made a nice catch on it. Back to Rice. Fakes, goes baseline. Cut off by Barrett. Now Marion will set it up. Dunn, right wing. Three, going to be short. Rebound tipped. Sane's got it for the Cougars. She'll walk it across the timeline in the front court. No look pass to Pekanovsky in the far corner. Here's Barrett. Doubled for a moment to Knight. Steps back. Fires a three. No good. And the rebound to Van Welden.
Boy, she is just a rebounding machine today.
Nice crossover dribble. Drive. Short on the shot. And the rebound to Tekau. Nope, make it Knight. 30-17. Kennedy on top. Last year, they met in the final game of the year. Marion won it. Inside, Tekau, turns, fires, no. Rebounded on the weak side by Struken. Outlet. Here comes Rice one-on-one. Drives in and a block and a foul on Barrett.
She is not happy with that. She thought she got all ball.
Her third. Second Cougar with three. And that'll send Regan Rice to the free throw line, looking for her first point of the afternoon.
Well, now the decision is, do you let her stay or do you bring her in? But I think you just let her stay.
So far, that is what Andy Courtney's thinking.
Got to just kind of play through that a little bit.
And one out of two, Rice on the board. 12-point Cougar lead, 30-18, 5.5 to play in the third. Barrett walks it up with the right hand. Bullet pass down low, and a good catch by Pekanovsky. He got bumped.
Yeah, just a half a step. Dunn was just a half a step. Turned her head, and once she turned her head, they got a half a step there. Half a step too late.
Kennedy to inbound. They'll lob it out deep to Pekanovsky and set it up. Sane, good bullet pass down low to Knight off the glass and good.
Boy, she's insane out front too, Scott. She's got some length and she can see it and she doesn't rush anything. She lets the defense dictate what she's going to do offensively.
Kennedy's trying this back door and then Rice trying to get around Barrett. Stepped on the sideline. Well, what should Marion do against that pressure out front?
Boy, they just, a lot of times, you can set a few screens out top maybe a little bit. But that would be one of the things. And you got to look to try to beat somebody off the dribble.
Sane just did. Missed it. Off the glass too strong. Comes out deep to Rice. Rice, lead pass. Nice catch by Stevenson. Had a block, though, by Pekanovsky. And we'll stay with Marion underneath. Big day in sports today. You got district wrestling, the state swimming meet.
Prairie's hosting districts today.
Linmar's hosting the state swim meet.
Yeah, and what a beautiful facility. Nice pass by Strukin.
Inside Van Welden, a little left-hander, good. A little turnaround.
Beautiful pass by Strukin.
Ella Van Welden with eight. 32-20, 4.5 to play here in quarter three. Bounce to Sane, plays catch with Barrett. She'll try the jumper, missed it. Sane flies in for the rebound, put back, no. And the rebound to Molly Dunn. Comes out of there with it. Crosses over the dribble. Barrett comes out on her. Gives up to Van Welden for a deep three. No. Stevenson, the offensive rebound for Marion. The Strukin got loose. 17-footer short. Another rebound. Jeez. Put back Van Welden.
Wow. That's her 11th rebound tonight.
She's got a double-double.
Yeah. She is tenacious on finding that ball when the shot goes up.
Over halfway here in quarter three, 32-22. Kennedy by 10 against the zone. Knight wide open, three-pointer. Curls out no good, and a rebound to Van Welden. Give her another one. Van Welden walking it up. Thought she was going to take the open three for a moment.
Oh, you can't leave her alone.
And she's left open. Missed the shot, though.
Hey, Kennedy lucked out.
Rebounded by the Cougars. Barrett stop and go. Drives in. Floats it up. No. Good defense by Molly Dunn. And a full timeout going to be taken here by the Indians. Timeout, Marion. 3:18 to play third quarter. Kennedy by 10. Cougars 32. Marion 22. Back in a minute on KGYM.
Here's the good news. Even with high unemployment, there's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience, no problem. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sure thing. We can help you replace those wipers. If yours are squeaking or streaking, it's probably time. We've got a wide selection of wipers that can stand up to any weather, including the right ones for your make and model. We've even got more ways to get them fast, like our next day delivery or free same day store pickup. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Cougars by 10. Marion off the timeout. And we'll see what Josh Claypool came up with there. And Kennedy's still trapping out front,
they
spinning
and having it taken away.
Lead pass ahead. Barrett with the layup. Might have got away with steps.
Yeah, a little bit. She tried to get an adjustment there, but she better be careful and not getting a foul out front.
Mila Van Welden into the ball game. Here comes Rice, circling right. Now drives down the baseline. Tried to go cross court, intercepted.
Well, and I like what Kennedy's doing. They've extended their defense and become more active, and that's their game.
Caden Head into the ball game for the Cougars. Dumps it inside. They double on Barrett. Saint puts it on the floor. Steps in. Jump stop. Forces a shot up. No. And another Ella Van Welden rebound. Lead pass ahead to Rice. Collects it. Give and go. Right back to Van Welden. Scoops it up. No. Put back. No. But a foul.
Yeah. Van Welden would have used her left hand there. That probably would have made that.
And the foul will go against Tori Knight. That'll be her first, and free throws upcoming for Marion. And first one no good by Grace Stevenson. Ava Atwood will come in. Rice out for the Indians. Knight will check out for Kennedy, and Kyla Holm will come in. Free throw number two is good. Stevenson with two, both free throws. 34-23, 2:25 to play in the third. Kennedy on top by 11. Barrett against the 1-3-1. Caden Head back up top. Barrett a jab step with Ella Van Welden on her. They lob it inside. Left of the lane to Albert. Turnaround 10-footer. Rimming, no. Rebound out of bounds. And it's going to go to Marion. Boy, nice move by Albert.
Yeah, it was a nice move. But, boy, Marion has really closed that middle up on that 1-3-1.
34-23. Van Welden penetrates. Atwood dumped the pass. It got tipped, and it came right down to Ella Van Welden and says thank you and lays it in.
I tell you what, we got a game. We got a game.
34-25. Marion back within single digits. Barrett got doubled. Hooks the pass. Saint puts it on the floor. Driving left. Kicks it back to Barrett. Three-pointer, no. Offensive board, though, to Albert. Kennedy gets another crack at it. Here's Sain for three, no. Deep kicker, and Barrett chases it down. Third try here for the Cougars.
Oh, you can't leave her that wide open.
But missed it, and the rebound to Marion. Guess who?
Van Welden.
Another one. 14. Cross-court Struken. Over to Stevenson. Jumper for three, no good. Flying in for the rebound. Was Sane. Sane going to go coast to coast. Scoops it up. No good. Play on. Put back up. Good by Albert. It'll count the foul. Got a lot of tired young ladies out there.
Yeah. Yep. They're dragging a little bit. But I tell you what, Kennedy's picked it up rebounding wise now, too, and they're getting after it.
And Barrett is holding her right wrist.
That's a little concerning.
Kennedy's going to take her out of the ball game and bring in Janelle Miner. And Albert short on the free throw, but Kennedy the offensive board. Got tapped back, and 54 seconds to play in the third, and Kennedy going to spread the court here. Up by 11. Andy Courtney calling out the offensive plays. Caden Head, Miner, they lob the ball out to one another. Down to 33 seconds to play in the quarter.
Yeah, and you don't have Sane and Barrett in right now, so that just changes things.
Nice give and go. Shot no good. Partially blocked. Loose. Kennedy gets it again. 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Cougars by 11. And Caden Head will just hold it out front. Down to 8 seconds. Dump to the corner. Knight with 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Here comes Caden Head. Push pass right wing. Miner for three, short at the horn. We are through three. Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 36. Marion, 25. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball here at KG Wyatt.
Think driving a nicer, newer car is a fairy tale? Not anymore. Hear ye, Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. This month, I decree everyone drives for just 10 cents down during our Once Upon a Dime sales event. That means you can drive for just one dime down. So if you've fallen out of love with your old car, I want to help you drive off into the sunset in the nicer, newer car you deserve for just 10 cents down. Is your credit history less beauty and more beast? Credit mishaps are a tale as old as time. But my For the People credit approval process is magic. And we're the fairy godmother of approvals. So don't throw your coins in a wishing well. Bring them to us because you could drive the nicer, newer car you deserve for just one dime down. But hurry, this magic can't last forever. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of Boyson and North Center Point Roads, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit and 10 cents down require bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer absolutely ends 2/28/21.
Fourth quarter. Kennedy up by 11, and Marion will have the ball on the arrow to start the fourth quarter. Not a lot of whistles in that third quarter,
Steve. No, that was one of the things I noticed. It wasn't, I don't think we're going to beat the record of 54.
No, we're not. Dunn back into the ball game. They bounce it into the middle. They collapse on Van Wellen. Back to Dunn. Open left side. Three-pointer. Swish for Molly Dunn.
Well, and how long do you leave Sain and Barrett on the bench yet?
Closest Marion has been in a while. Down eight. 36-28. Indians back with their starters. Rice, Van Wellen, Bakkenstead, Struken, and Dunn. Bounce pass right side to Holm. Crossover, leaves it into the corner. Alber into the ball game. Knight in there. Cadenhead also in there. And the pass out front, stolen by Rice. Stepped into the passing lane. Rice in the drive, and before the shot, a foul. And it should be on the floor.
Yeah.
Ella Cadenhead will pick up the foul. Her first, team's third. Both teams with three. And the Indians will lob it into Van Wellen. Wow. And lays it in.
She did. Caught it in the air and shot it in the air.
The alley-oop. And the lead is at six, at 36-30. Marion crowd getting into it. Cadenhead in the front court, left wing outside the arc. Penetrates, got double ball, tipped away, and picked up by the Cougars.
Now there they go, Sain and Barrett.
They get right back into the ball game. Bounce pass, corner, Knight circles right with the right hand.
And in front of Coach Courtney, I would consider maybe even a 30-second timeout to get those kids in.
Might do it, we'll see. Here's Knight, left alone, turns, puts up the three, missed it badly, and the rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Kennedy. And here comes Tekau, Barrett, Pekanovsky, and Sain all back in. They'll join Knight, so both teams with the starting fives in there. Kennedy needing a bucket here.
Yeah, they do, and... Yeah, because right now it's been all Marion here in the last couple minutes.
Pekanovsky lobs it out front. Sain on the dribble drive. Jump pass down low and off the glass. The shot no good that time by Knight. Here comes Van Wellen, and she traveled with it. Barrett did a nice job of getting in the passing lane.
Yes, she did. Boy, Barrett and Sain, I don't know too many more up top on his, you know, on the defense here that are more active than those two.
6 minutes to play in the ballgame. Knight, far corner three, no. Rebound out of bounds, and I think Struken got poked in the eye.
Yep.
And I think she's going to be okay.
Good sportsmanship by Kennedy, checking on her too.
Inadvertent. They're going to take Struken out.
Can't go to the tape and see if it's a flagrant, right?
No.
Don't they do that in college?
They do that in college. Kennedy going to extend that pressure again. Rice brings it up, trapped at the hash mark. Got it to Dunn, and the big M on the new floor here at Marion. Trying to hand it off. Ball tipped away and stolen by Barrett. And missed the layup.
Boy.
Missed the bunny.
That's a big miss.
But then Barrett comes up with a
and
steal
a three.
And a chance of the three-point play.
Well, and right there, Scott, that 10 seconds in there tells you how much a competitor and athlete Barrett is.
On the initial try, she just kind of thought, okay, am I going to take another step? Am I not going to take another step?
And, but, boy, a lot of times, you know, to see a competitor come back and do that.
Free throw, curled it out, no good, and then it was tipped out of bounds by Sane. It'll go to Marion, 38-30. Kennedy, 5:32 to play in the ballgame. As Mila Van Welden into the ballgame now. No-look hook pass to big sister Ella. Goes cross-court right. She'll try it for three, in and out from the wing. And Marion the offensive board inside to Van Welden. Doubled back to Rice. Open three, and she hits.
Yeah, they gave her two good looks.
Marion back within five at 38-33 with 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. So get both teams ready to go for the tournament.
Yeah, yes, it will.
There, just above the right elbow. Holds it, directs traffic. Pekanovsky against the zone. Corner working against Mila Van Welden. Kennedy taking some time here. Now they'll dump it down low. Posting up, Tech out. Give and go right back to Pekanovsky. Leaner, no. Rebound. Ella Van Welden got fouled by Knight.
16th rebound.
We have to see what the school record is.
Yeah.
Knight picks up her second, team's fourth. As Marion can cut into this more. They lob it down low to Bakkenstead. The runner good across the lane with the right hand.
Bakkenstead used her body so great, posted up. Did a great job.
38-35 as we come up on halfway. One thing, Kennedy has lost their aggression a little bit.
Yes, they have, and that usually started at the half court.
And I think you're starting to see Kennedy having to play against West last night. Here's a three, no good. Chase on in front of us, and it comes down to Atwood. Marion can tie with a three.
Yeah, and your defense creates your offense.
But a turnover as Barrett got another tip, another steal, and another layup.
She wasn't missing that one.
And Kennedy going to get a full, no, 30. Marion's playing better.
Right.
But yep. I think you're seeing Kennedy's legs with that game with West last night come into play.
Yeah, I agree. And the other thing is the defense dictates everything that Kennedy's done tonight, and we're seeing that. And just when they needed a play, their defense again stepped up. And I would say, Scott, probably 80% of their turnovers or 90 that they've gotten off Marion have been at the half court area. And that's from traps and double teams and hand tips. Right now they're looking a little bit weary.
Marion has 22 turnovers on the night.
Yeah. Well, they had 15 first half, and so that's 7 this half. So cut that down a little bit.
As it'll be Marion basketball. Down by 5.
I'm just lucky that I'm always.
And the ball tipped out of bounds. It will stay with the Indians. Mila Van Welden in the ball game with big sister Ella. Rice out top. Picks it up against a double. Bounce inside. Tipped away by Knight. Stolen by Barrett.
Yeah, all that from the top again off Barrett and Sane.
Here's Sane. Puts it on the floor. Ooh. Sane working the triangle near side. Gets it back to Barrett. Both teams have only 4 team fouls right now. And we'll see here. Kennedy playing a little keep away.
Yeah, they've definitely extended it. Both teams have fouls to give.
Pekanovsky to Sane. Holds it way out front. 3 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Cougars by 5. And out front, Barrett drives. Picks it up at the top of the key. Sane right back. It comes to Barrett. Off her penetration move. Barrett tries to turn the corner. Yeah, low pass out of bounds.
Yeah, there it was.
Ninth Kennedy turnover compared to 23 for Marion. The Indians only down by 5. Rice turns the corner, driving left of the lane. They got it for a carry.
Wow.
Yes.
Haven't seen that call tonight. So
here comes Strukin back in. And been a tough afternoon for Sadie. Only 1 point, averaging 12. Kennedy has been going box and one on her. 2:28 to play here in the ballgame. Barrett out front going one-on-one. Barrett driving in. Runner no good. And the rebound to Ella Van Welden again. And then her pass, outlet pass, tipped by Barrett. Comes down, and we're going to get a timeout. Timeout, a 30 called by head coach Josh Claypool.
Yeah, good timeout. Good timeout. You can't afford a turnover right now with 2 minutes left.
Barrett is just a one-person wrecking crew.
Scott, I mean, just to see where she was, and I mean, in the last month, how much everything has gone up for her and her teammates. Stat-wise, but boy, she is just, having her insane up front is just, that's a good 1-2 punch defensively.
This Cougar team has just gotten better and better every game out.
They're fun to watch. I mean, they are fun to watch, and you know, early on, we just didn't know if they'd get out of that, you know, where they've been a few, you know, last couple of years, and you just think, man, that, you know, and boy, they have. They've gotten out of it and figured it out, and as Barrett, you know, indicated, you know, we just needed to quit playing selfish basketball, and you're seeing it right now.
Kennedy boys win down at Dowling today.
Wow.
64-60. Wow. They keep the winning streak going. Caleb Schlake goes into the 1,000-point club. Inbound pass tipped around. Comes down to Marion. Lead pass to Atwood. On the drive. Left-hand layup good.
Boy, one possession game.
2 minutes to play, 40-37. Marion's creep back within three.
And Marion is man-to-man.
Yep.
Which I don't know if I would do right now because Barrett is so athletic off the ball.
Yo-yos it up top. Barrett drives in, picks it up, free throw line. Gets it right back. Both teams with fouls to give with only four. Now Barrett driving in. Runner was blocked, and it comes down to Mila Van Welden. Minute 35 to play. Marion can tie with a three. Ella back up top to Mila. The Van Welden sisters play catch. Stutter dribble. Right back it comes to Mila. Give and go. To Ella. Had her shot blocked. They got a foul call on Knight.
Yeah, that was a good give and go.
And free throws upcoming for Ella Van Welden, who's had a monster afternoon. Misses the first one, though. 14 points. How many rebounds?
Well, she is at, I have her at 17.
17 rebounds, 17. 14 points.
Yeah.
Now a question at the scorer's table. Ella gets it. Doesn't take much time. Puts it up and right through.
Well, right now you're going to see Kennedy spread it out and see if they can get to the rim. But you'd like to see Kennedy do some pick and rolls here with Sane and Barrett.
Minute 11 to play. Crossover dribble. Barrett lost it. Picks it up. Goes to Knight on the wing. Far side. Sane between the circle. Standing left-hand dribble. 5 second count on. Now drives. Gets the pass over to Albert. Adding into the lane and got fouled by Bockenstedt on the turnaround.
Got her on the wrist.
Four on Bockenstedt. And Addie Albert will go to the line for Kennedy. For two, 59% free throw shooter. Kennedy up to 55.3 remaining in the game, and it's up and good.
It's a big free throw.
Albert's been through pressure before, a softball team. A Cougar champion softball team. One out of two, and it stays a three-point game. 52 seconds to play. So do you go for the tie here if you're Marion? First of all, you got to get over half court. And a timeout taken by the Indians.
Yeah, and you're going to see Kennedy just come after him.
Is this a 30 or a full? It's a 30.
Yeah, right now, Marion's got to figure out how to get through that top half of the pressure right now because boy, Sane and Barrett have really clamped down.
If you are Kennedy right here, you've got a foul to give.
You do, yep. They both have fouls to give, but Kennedy definitely does right now, and they could... foul, and right now you don't have anybody with a fourth foul yet. You got Barrett with three, so you know she's got a foul to give.
41-38, 48.2 seconds remaining. Kennedy has led the whole way. Jumped out 6-0. Led it by 11 at halftime, led by 8 after 3, and The Cougars so far have only put up 5 points here in the fourth quarter. Marion inbound. They get it to Mila Van Welden. Into the front court. Angling right with a dribble. Crossover working on Barrett. Leaves it for Atwood. Left wing. Stutter dribble coming left. Sain coming out on her. Got it to the baseline. Driving in. Van Welden shot blocked. Came right down to Bockenstedt, though. And she was fouled.
Well, this Marion team, Scott, is a very good rebounding team. I mean, just a very good rebounding team. And that's really kept them in this.
Knight picks up the foul. Her third. And the sixth team foul. Bockenstedt on the line for two and got the first.
Good looking stroke.
Four for Ella Bockenstedt, and now Kennedy will bring in Tekau. Albert comes out. This could bring Marion back within one. With 32 seconds to play, it is in and out. The rebound saved by Sain. To Barrett and fouled immediately by Mila Van Welden.
That's an interesting foul. It's a two-possession game. But they got a foul to give again.
No, one possession. 41-39.
One possession game. So now if they shoot, they're in the bonus.
Kennedy wants it in the hands of Barrett. She's got it. And a reach foul on the double called at the center line. Ava Atwood gets her first, and that is the seventh. And Barrett, an 80% shooter, will go to the line for the one and maybe.
Yeah, what is she tonight, Scott?
Two out of four,
yeah.
As Barron on the line for the one and maybe. It's up and good. In and out and back in again.
In and out.
This could make it a two-possession lead with 24.1. Free throw number two, a big one. On the way, got it.
Boy, that was a big free throw.
Full court pressure applied by Kennedy. A little backward defense. Mila Van Welden up the far boards. Brings it up. Drives in. Hook, jump pass. Cross court to Rice. Right circle. Three. Banked it in with 13.3. And a timeout by Marion. And this will be their final timeout. We'll take it. 13.3 remaining in the ballgame. 43-42. Kennedy back in a minute on KGYM. I don't know if
she's back. Filing your taxes with TaxAct can feel like a cash explosion. That's because TaxAct helps you get your maximum refund guaranteed. And TaxAct costs 30% less than the big guys, which means more of this. So if you want a cash explosion of your own, switch to TaxAct. File for less and get more. Start for free at TaxAct.com. 30% less claim based on comparison of TurboTax and H&R Block federal pricing for deluxe and premier consumer online products on December 4th, 2020. Restrictions apply. See TaxAct.com for complete details.
This week at Macy's, use your coupon or Macy's card and get an extra 20% off just in time for Valentine's Day. Save on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off dazzling diamonds, gemstones, and more. And sleek handbags and wallets from Kipling, Nine West, Inc., and more top designers, now 25% off. Plus, Star Money bonus days are going on now. Learn more at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
13.3 seconds remaining. Kennedy up by one after the bank three by Regan Rice. And it'll be Knight to inbound against the Marion full court pressure. And
they get it to your free throw shooter, yep.
Yep, the Barrett fouled immediately.
Yeah, that's a good foul. You either get a steal or you better foul right away. Sometimes if you don't get that foul right away, you go for the steal. That runs 3, 4, 5 seconds off the clock.
Struken in for Bockenstedt. 12 seconds to play. Same situation we just had a moment ago.
Yeah.
1-1. As the free throw by Barrett is on the way and got it. Barrett has made 3 in a row. 3 out of 4 here in the fourth quarter. Barrett with 21 to lead all scorers. Second free throw up, good. 3-point lead, full one possession game with 12.
Picking them up at full court again, but boy, that can leave somebody exposed and open.
Van Welden on the power dribble all the way up, left is short on the runner, rebounded by Kennedy. 3 seconds to play and a foul by Marion.
Boy, what a valiant effort by Marion.
Bryce got the foul. And free throws for Barrett to put it away for the Cougars.
Yeah, 1-1. Needs to knock this down.
Barrett, and this will be a 1-1. And on the way, missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds. And
it stays here.
It's going to be Kennedy.
Yeah.
For 2.1. Inbound. They'll get it in. Barrett makes the catch along the sideline. And what do we got?
Got a foul. It should be Pittner on the line.
They did get the foul.
Rice.
She'll foul out with 0.4 remaining. I was blocked out.
Yeah.
Barrett will get two free throws now. First one up, good, and that should seal it for Kennedy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was trying to get the team off the line, Kennedy, so there's no dumb fouls. That's right, almost there.
46-42. Free throw missed, but the buzzer goes off, and the Cougars will get the non-conference victory to close out the season. Final score, Kennedy 46, Marion 42. 2-minute timeout, and we'll come back with the postgame show after this here on KGYM.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
Every player matters, and finding the right person can make all of the difference. After Dwight Howard chose Orlando over New Jersey, the Nets turned their sights to Portland and completed a trade for small forward Gerald Williams. The trade included sending Mamet Okor, Sean Williams, and a first-round pick to Portland. That first-round pick, the 6th overall, turned into Damian Lillard. Lillard went on to win the Rookie of the Year and is a 5-time NBA All-Star.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
As the basketball season rolls along, teams are already identifying the missing pieces they need to make a championship run. If your business needs some fresh new talent, LinkedIn Jobs can help. Post a job with targeted screening questions, and LinkedIn will quickly get your role in front of qualified candidates. Manage job posts and contact candidates from a single view as functions are streamlined onto one simple screen. Post a job for free at LinkedIn.com/sports. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Back with you here at a chilly Marion gym. Someone opened the door.
Someone opened the door.
Ozer.
Yes, they did.
Because it got cold very quickly. Final score. Girls' regular season finale. Kennedy leads wire to wire, but has to hold
Amanda,
on.
And posting pass,
they beat
the
Marion Indians 46-42. And both teams set sail now into the postseason, and this game will help both.
It will. It was a good game. You know, they don't play till Wednesday, so you got some time, and it's one of those. And you know, with COVID, Scott, anytime you can get a game made up, that's a good thing. And so it was good to see a game played today.
It was, and Kennedy did just enough in this game to hold on to the lead. They kind of put it into the deep freeze there at the end, and having played against West last night, I think that the legs kind of went away from the Cougars at the end of the ball game.
Yeah, their aggressiveness kind of went away a little bit in their legs, like you said, and things were falling short, and they weren't getting some of the shots they had earlier, but also a little some credit definitely goes to Marion on that, you know, how they played defensively.
Yeah, and what a, tell you what, two individual performances that were just outstanding. as you had for Kennedy. Sophia Barrett was 23 points. Had to have at least 8 steals in the ballgame.
And how many hand touches? I mean, people track that. You know, they'll track how many touches and deflections. And, boy, I bet she had another 10.
Yeah, and as far as Marion is concerned, Ella Van Welden, 15 points and nearly 20 rebounds.
Yeah, what a game. And night in and night out, you see that kind of performance from her.
Final scoring in the ballgame for the victorious Kennedy Cougars. They end the regular season at 13-8. Kennedy with 2 double figures. Sophia Barrett leading the way. A team and game high, 23 points for Barrett. 8 field goals to go along with 7 free throws tonight. Torrey Knight with 10. Had 2 three-pointers in the ballgame. 5 points for Grace Tekau. Addie Alber off the bench at 4. Had a big free throw down the stretch in the win. 3 points for Kalia Sane. Only a 3-pointer for Kennedy's number 2 scorer. And Olivia Pekanovsky with a free throw for 1. For Marion, they conclude the regular season at 12-8. Indians 1 in double figures. Ella Van Welden, a monster double-double today. 15 points on the scoring end of things.
17 rebounds.
And 17 rebounds. Wow. Regan Rice had 7. 6 points for Molly Dunn on a pair of 3s. Mila Van Welden with 5. Ella Bakkenstead had 4. Ava Atwood with 2. Grace Stevenson with 2. Sadie Struken held the 1 free throw in the ball game as Kennedy went box and 1 and held her to 1.
Yeah.
Bench scoring 9 for Marion. And the free throw shooting, not the greatest for both teams. Kennedy was 10 of 18 in the ball game, while Marion in the ball game, 50%, they were 13 of 26. And Marion with 1 more 3-pointer, 5 to 4 in the ball game. How about rebounding?
Yeah, right now it was all Marion. They had 40 rebounds to Kennedy's 25, and led by Ella Van Welden with just 17 amazing rebounds. She had 13 on the defensive end and 4 on the offensive. And for Kennedy, they had 25 rebounds and led by Kayla Sane. She had a total of 8, 5 defensive and 3 offensive.
Yeah, monster game for Ella Van Welden here today. And both these teams will get ready for Wednesday night. First round play in their respective classes.
Yeah, and so I'm sure tomorrow they'll take some time off and give us a chance, coach, to look a little film and see what they got coming up and start maybe have a light practice on Monday and start putting in some stuff a little bit Monday and Tuesday and get ready to go.
Worry about what you do and a little bit of scouting on your opponent.
I tell you what, Dick Breitbach said it to me a long time ago when I was just his freshman coach at Regis. He just said, you take care of yourself and let the other teams worry about you. Your job is to get your team better, and there's a lot of truth to that.
There you go. All right, that's going to wrap things up. And, Steve, we'll see you coming up next Friday, I believe.
Yep, looking forward to it.
We'll hopefully be warmer by then.
Yeah, it's got to be warmer.
It
can't be colder.
Well, that's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to everybody here at Marion, and thanks to Ben back in the studio for all his help as well. We're going to get you back to ESPN programming coming up here on 107.5 FM KGYM. For Steve Dozer, Scott Unash saying so long. Final score of this girls' non-conference game to close out the regular season. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy 46 and Marion 42. You've been listening to a sports presentation on KGYM. So long from Marion High School.